thanks for dressing up tonight.
Oh, yeah, I did it for the pod, for sure. Not just for me, because I wanted to wear this cute thing I got.
It's nice. Where'd you get it?
Portland. You were there.
Oh.
You told me to buy it.
Yes, I was right. Where were we? I don't remember things.
Portland, Oregon.
Huh?
We went to the store at the bottom of the hill, and I had to call her and be like, you're open, let me in.
Oh, yeah. I got it now. I'm there.
Because she was on her break.
Yeah.
I was like, are you like pooping or something?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. And you called her on the phone and we're like, your store is open, but you're not open. And then she just appeared.
Yeah.
And like, then a bunch of people came into the store.
So many.
That would and bought things.
Yeah.
That would never and have come in if you hadn't been there to let her know.
I know, right?
You should have gotten a commission.
Yeah, she should have just given me this thing for free, probably.
It's really nice.
Thanks. It's comfy. Which it's I nice appreciate. And comfy.
Does it have pockets?
It does have pockets. I don't know how functional they are. Like, I could put something in there, but not like...
You
could use your
phone in there if you needed to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Ooh.
I'm drinking a beer, guys. Whoo!
Hello, I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
And I'm Catherine Green. Ugh.
Together, we're going to take a look back at the last week in the world and in our lives by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This. So we're starting March 26th. It's Monday, and I'm coming back from, where am I? I'm just came back from Amsterdam.
No, you're still there. Because on Sunday was the day you had that lovely bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
With your dad.
Well, it's confusing. But in any case, I think I'm probably on my way home from Amsterdam.
Whatever.
And I say, there's nothing like digging your fingernails into something that seems normal and boring until it explodes into peculiar beauty.
Ew.
Yeah, I didn't really think of that at the time, the feeling that would give to people. My friend Taha says, are you talking about an orange?
Why do you always talk about Taha?
I mean, Taha is the best tweeter.
Follow him. Every response you.
He's going to come up later in the pod too, probably. Mm. It's at KhanStopMe, KHAN.
I mean, you skipped some, but that's okay.
That's the one that's on top for me. Oh, from Monday?
Whenever I'm in the airport, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's this.
That one's okay.
This one of the beautiful Salt Lake landing.
Yeah. I don't really know what I'm doing.
Right. Whatever. And then.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. What's that one about the airport? Yeah.
Whenever I'm in the airport and a 24-hour news network is literally yelling at me and my fellow travelers, I remember that while the internet is very bad at discourse, it is not the whole problem. Oh, no. Yes. No.
Yeah. Because it's the only way that I consume media.
Yeah, no.
And my media is very filtered through Twitter.
That television is terrible.
They were literally yelling.
That television is terrible.
And they weren't yelling at each other. It was just the person who was giving the news was yelling.
I hate the television.
He was so intense. And I was just like, I can't. And it's just like, it's very attention grabbing. And that's the whole point. So my tweet about nothing like digging your fingernails into something that seems normal and boring until it explodes into peculiar beauty got 3,700 likes.
3,700.
But do you know what got 3,900 likes? This response from Gabby Hanna,
who
says, the zit on my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, those are the people that watch those Pimple Popper YouTube channels, huh?
Oh, good old Pimple Popper YouTube. And Craig, Craig Benzine, says, this is the closest a tweet we'll ever get to a Darren Aronofsky movie. It's like Black Swan.
That's over my head. I don't watch any
such.
Of those.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a Darren Aronofsky movie either, but I just know the rough feel. So you want to know what I was thinking about when I wrote that tweet, Catherine?
Yeah, those t-shirts. No.
No.
No, okay. I don't know.
I can't tell you because it's going to come up later.
Oh, God. All right. Well, why did you ask me then?
So that I can say that.
Ugh. Okay. Boy, you're so thoughtful.
I'm so thoughtful.
It's like you have a plan or something. I just sat down here, man, with the beer.
You're my chess piece, and it is moving you around.
Just pushing me around, seriously. I feel like I'm being used.
The next morning woke up and tweeted, people were not huge fans of this metaphor, it turns out.
That's very true. I didn't like it. I don't like fingernails.
Yeah.
I don't like nails.
And digging your finger. I mean, I was thinking of like fertile soil and like there's carrots or... I'd been reading actually The Secret Garden the girl from The Secret Garden is in The Secret Garden and she's digging and it's winter time and she comes up with these things and she doesn't know what they are. They look kind of like onions and she asks someone and they're tulip bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of what I was thinking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you could have just said digging and with
yeah.
left out the fingernails yeah, I don't and know that why. Probably would have... Mm-hmm. Been
absolutely.
Less evocative for people.
And this person said, Hank, this is fine. Just stop tweeting about pipples. Because it's not, you know, I like this podcast because it like puts, it gives me a little bit of perspective about the speed at which my life is traveling.
Just the pipples thing happened not that long ago, but it seems so long ago.
And well, it seems honestly like right now it feels a little bit more like since we've been doing this now, this is our fifth episode. Like I do have a little bit of a better conception of when that was. Whereas previously I would have just forgotten it and been like, oh, that seems like ages ago.
Yeah, just vague. It's sort just, of
yeah, it's nice to have a little bit of perspective,
kind of like journaling about a thing. Mm-hmm. Like it happened, but then you think about it a little bit afterwards.
Yeah. Here's something I wanted to think a little bit about afterwards is...
This was funny. This was definitely funny in the moment. I don't know how funny it is going to be now.
Well...
People didn't react
super duper well. So there's this website that matches like bad designs with... And then they like... And like slaps on every last name that it can think of. And so I found some good ones that I liked, like God's found some of the strongest humans and made them funk, which I liked. And this one that says, I'm a furry. What's your superpower?
I like the thing about this is it seems so outside of our...
Yeah.
Like, I would never know a person that would wear any of these shirts.
Yeah. Like, this weird dragon with its weird symbol tail. Yeah.
Some sort of a Celtic knot thing, maybe.
Yeah. Being made out of
evocative
a dragon's tail.
And just like terrible two thumbs up. What?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with... Okay, yeah.
So I asked some other people to submit their favorites if they could find some, which is mostly why I want to bring this up.
Oh, good. That's a good one.
This one is never underestimate the power of a gay, which is great. And oh my God, you got to look at the designs if you have a chance because they're so, so sweet. This one says, it's a bottom thing.
This is March 22nd. This is, 26th. Yeah. Yeah, those are good. Oh my God, I almost spilled my beer.
This is what says, should I say it out loud?
I don't know.
Or will I just make people go find it? It's a little dirty. It says, this girl loves her finger. I don't know. This one made me laugh out loud. Keep calm and let the bones handle it. I don't know. I just want to let the bones in. Oh, God. Strength, courage, wisdom. Dick blood runs through my veins.
It's all the same blood, but sure.
And then this one is maybe my favorite one. God found some of the strongest humans and made them fish.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
I'm a pickle. What's your superpower? So I was just watching those and laughing my damn head off on March 26th and enjoyed it.
That's good.
And then that's the end of the good times in my Twitter.
Catherine. All the bad times are coming.
So are you ready for the tweet that I have tweeted that has gotten the most likes and retweets of anything I've ever tweeted?
Hmm. Okay.
I checked to see.
Wow. Yeah. Is there a way you can organize?
There's a website that like you can like rank your top tweets.
Cool.
Called toptweets.info.
Mm.
It's not. I don't know what it was called. But I did it and this was on the top. And I don't know, maybe it doesn't go back forever, but it says, I've read a bit of conservative commentary that Parkland activists should be more careful and measured because they may be inflaming the culture war. Here's my hot take. Fuck you. Inflaming the culture war is the NRA's entire platform, and it has been for years. 39,000 likes.
Mm.
7,500 retweets. And I had a lot of discussions with people in the comments to this tweet that were not necessarily unproductive.
Okay. That's going to be my question.
I mean, I think so. I don't know. Like, I'm not here to tell a bunch of teenagers who've been through a terrible situation how to handle themselves. And I don't know that any of us should be, but I do also recognize that there is sort of an apparatus that is amplifying voices, and it is giving a lot of power and a lot of responsibility, though I'm not saying that these activists don't want that to them. And I personally try to be pretty measured in the way that I talk about contentious issues in America. Mm-hmm. And I think guns in particular, I am more a little bit, you know, sort of soft-edged on in some ways because I live in Montana and a lot of my friends are hunters and a lot of my friends have guns and you know, a lot of my friends have used guns to, like, protect their livestock and...
Yeah.
From, you know, animals, not people, to be clear. But, like, if you are watching and listening to the NRA at all, it is very hard for me to feel like we need to, like, the thing we need to worry about is 17-year-old gun control activists.
It's very disheartening to see a bunch of adults attacking a bunch of teenagers who had something extremely traumatic happen to them for the way that they're trying to make this traumatic thing make sense of it.
And make it
be mean something.
Yeah.
Like, their friends and teachers died and they don't want those deaths to be meaningless. Ooh, how dare they?
Yeah, and like I worry about giving anybody a lot of power to be part of the message, and I particularly worry about, like, putting a lot of pressure on these people who have a lot of processing to do and also a lot of life to live.
Yeah.
And, like, need to go to college and finish school and stuff.
Yeah, so, well...
People
can go to college when they're...
That's right. They can take a year off. It's acceptable. Yeah,
when they're older.
Yeah?
Wouldn't have tweeted that.
The thing about the NRA?
This tweet that you tweeted.
Uh-huh.
Obviously. But I don't know.
It was that, like, I read this article and I was just like, come on!
Yeah,
and it was very hard for me. And some of the, like, conservative thinkers that I follow on Twitter tweeted it, and I was just like, I'm not ready. I'm not here for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think you need to delete it.
Okay.
But... It's possibly. It's on the list.
Yeah. I feel as if I don't know that that was helping. Like, I don't think that it's helping heal anything, but there is definitely, like, there is the healing that needs to be done and there's the progress that needs to be made, and those two things at times are in opposition to each other.
Yeah.
And maybe most of the time. I just had the dumbest idea, and I love it. This is from the 28th, and I'll tell you about it if I decide not to do it. But if I do it, you'll know it when you see it. Then I say, I just told John about it, and he says it's the best idea I ever had. I don't think that it's a good idea.
I mean, if it's what I think it is not a good idea.
It's also the thing that I was thinking about when I was talking about digging my fingernails into something and discovering the marvelous beauty beneath.
Ugh.
And then I say the 29th longest Wikipedia page is the list of this list of characters from the MTV drama Teen Wolf.
Just veering off into a completely... Yeah, what's Hank's brain doing right now? How much caffeine did you have? I wish you could see what time these things were tweeted.
Yeah, I don't know why it doesn't tell you.
I wish there was a timestamp attached to them as well.
It's like 2 a.m.
Yeah, or like 6:30 a.m. Like right after you've gotten up and you're like, I don't know what this is about. I'm still asleep, guys. Don't worry about it. Nobody's awake yet.
If you want to look, there's a Wikipedia page that is the long, like it's a Wikipedia page, it's the list of the longest pages on Wikipedia. And I just went down it until I found the most ridiculous thing.
That's a pretty ridiculous one.
The number one longest Wikipedia page.
Is Teen Wolf still on?
I don't think it is. But I would
is
be...
Teen Wolf, is that based on a movie?
It's based on...
A comic?
Teens that are werewolves.
But wasn't Teen Wolf a movie?
The Michael J. Fox movie.
Was that the
one? Yeah, I think so. I think that was called Teen Wolf. Teen, we're just both going immediately.
1985, an ordinary high school student discovers his family has an unusual pedigree.
Ah! It looks like Teen Wolf, the TV show, and is not super connected to Teen Wolf, the movie.
Not related. Loosely based on the 1985 film of the same name.
Oh.
Yeah, I think basically it's just called the same thing, and one of the teens is a werewolf.
I think
that's it. There's no basketball.
Is there that scene where, like, Daddy Wolf comes out of the bathroom and is like, look, me too. I didn't tell you because sometimes it skips a generation. I like that movie. I've seen it more than once.
I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
It's pretty good. We should watch it.
Should we? 6.0 on IMDb?
Hey.
6 out of 10?
It's not about... that.
Okay.
I don't know what it's about.
I mean, I only remember the one scene he's like surfing on top of a van.
He surfs on the van.
There's another scene where he plays basketball as a wolf.
He definitely plays
Those
basketball.
Are the
and
scenes
that's, yeah, he
that
gets
I
to
remember.
Come out of his shell and be wolfy in real life. It's all just, it's like.
They made a sequel.
Oh, no. That's probably not very good. Teen Wolf 2, T O O, because you need that. Ever. 3.2 out of 10.
Starring, get ready.
I'm not ready.
Jason Bateman. Possibly.
Because they couldn't get Michael J. Fox to
come
back?
No, of course not. But, like, was that one of his, like, first
Yeah, where did he
things?
Start out? Oh, man.
No, he was on Silver Spoons.
He was on Silver Spoons.
And
so that's, like, so he's like
first.
He's like the Silver Spoons, Michael J. Fox.
Well,
of Silver Spoons.
Little House on the Prairie, too.
Right, that was the good stuff.
Yeah.
Was it his first movie?
It was his first film, yes.
Yeah, his first, like theater movie.
Yes, movie that came out in theaters.
Well, you know, what that indicates to me is you can overcome hardship and still, like, end up being Jason Bateman. And, like, Jason Bateman has had a very successful career, and I can only imagine that he's a happy person.
I mean, he's been working since 1981.
I've been working since 1981.
As an actor.
Not as an actor, just as a human, just, like, to learn
it's
things.
It's impressive that he's...
Talking and
anyway.
Pooping.
This is a diversion. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Why are you talking about pooping?
It's one of the first things I learned.
You didn't learn it.
I learned how to poop in a toilet.
Yeah, but that's not one of the first things you learned.
No, you're right. It's just on the list of things that I've learned since 1981. I'm just saying I've been working since 1981, too. Do you have something you want to say to me?
The noise of my eyes rolling.
Yeah, you really do need
way back in my head.
You need to narrate that. It was painful. She rolled them so hard. Oh, she almost died, you guys.
Lay on me one of them drafts.
Oh, you want to hit a draft?
Hit me with one of them draft tweets. Them mistakes you didn't make.
Here's a mistake I didn't make. Replying to @DonaldTrump Jr.
Oh, okay. Is this... Oops. I tweeted at... Nope,
I didn't, though.
All
we'll
right,
get to those later.
Oh, cool. I'll save that for later,
This is
then.
Donald J. Trump Jr. and it says, man...
Jr.!
It sounds so hard to be you.
Oh, God, yeah. Amazing.
Because he said, we need Disney princesses that let kids enjoy childhood rather than subjecting them to...
Never-ending identity politics.
Hashtag Disney princess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so rough to be confronted by things that are different than the things that you have been used to. Yeah,
whatever. God, thank God. It's just like, people be like, you know what we need to do is talk about the thing that I think is the biggest deal because it's the one that affects me.
Yeah.
Because everything else, all those people are just making up their problems. All right. So we're back to my idea. Upon an evening's reflection, I now think this is a terrible idea. Okay, I have slightly, this is like 15 minutes later. I've slightly modified the idea in my head and I'm into it again. So okay. We're still working toward the idea.
I think maybe you need to delete all of these tweets, because why? Why are you tweeting these things?
I don't... Well, the first one made
They're
sense.
They're vague.
And then I had to... Well, and then ultimately, all this does is create a huge, like, literal schism in Nerdfighteria. Like, people got mad about this.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I agree. It was not great. It was not great. It's not great.
Okay.
My copy editor...
So I was right. You probably should have deleted it.
Yeah, I should have not tweeted any of it. My copy editor legit corrected my spelling of oh my god to oh my god. How do you even notice that? And then...
Oh, that's easy. Well, that one sounds different.
The thing that
Omegad.
Well, I think you could pronounce that oh my god. G-H-A-D versus G-A-H-D. Gad, god, whatever. But what she said is spelling is previously, because apparently there are more than one oh my god in this book.
Mm-hmm.
So, well,
First one was better.
And, so I have a number of copy editing tweets from this week.
Yes.
Because I'm copy editing my book, and I just finished. I just got to the end, but now I have to do, well, I take it back. I didn't finish. I finished the first run through, and the stuff that I didn't do, I haven't done yet. I skipped over it because I was like, that's too hard. I'll do it later. This person was cooking potatoes while listening to our podcast, Catherine, and burned her potatoes. We did it! We did it for the
arrived.
First time!
We ruined someone's meal. So sorry.
So I propose that there should be a cooking mode on podcast apps that just says, don't forget your potatoes in your ears every 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing, though? You're listening to the podcast.
I know. I feel like that's the whole point of the podcast, is that you're not so distracted to let things fall to the side like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe we're so entertaining that people are just like, they get completely drawn into our world and they can't see anything anymore.
Just come into my world. It's a fireplace. There's a kitty in front of it.
Yeah.
I finished my beer and now I'm sleepy.
Maybe I could have called that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be delete this if you were awake, though.
That's true. So, this is the thing.
The whole point is like,
Sunday night. End of the night.
Tell you what, it's 9 o'clock at night and that's about as late as we do.
I mean, I don't usually do very energetic things at 9 o'clock at night, that's for sure.
No. All right, Catherine. So here's the idea comes out now. It's March 30th, and possibly, I say, the most viewed piece of media of all time is an underrated masterpiece. Is it a good idea to do a 153-part video series analyzing every individual shot in the music video for Despacito? And I have a poll. But I want to ask you, Catherine.
No.
You say no.
Correct.
You're on the no side?
Yes, I am on the no side, and I watched that video for the first time today because I knew that this coming.
This is going to come up.
And I think there are some interesting things about it, but I don't think it merits a 153-part video series analyzing every individual shot.
It may be.
Because lots of those shots are just like panning over the ocean.
Yeah.
This is the side of a boob. What are you going to do with that one?
I think that
it's the side of the boob again. Oh, extra hard thrusting.
There's some really hard thrusting. They do a great... I mean, I could talk about that hard thrusting for sure. There's a really... They like filmed it at high speed. And so it's like slow-mo for the first part of the thrust. And then like it goes to like normal speed for the second part of the thrust. So it looks... I mean... And also you could talk about the geography of Puerto Rico, the geology of Puerto Rico, and like what that coast, like what are those rocks there and how do they form? And you need to make a noise to tell people that
I was
that your
dying.
Eyes are...
Okay. I was
I think you could do
falling
it.
Into
I
a
learned
coma.
A huge amount about that music video in the I don't know 6 hours I spent watching it over the last week.
some cases frame by frame. The choreography is very interesting. It's filmed in a shanty town that they don't even put on the maps for tourists, so that people don't end up there.
I think these are all very interesting things.
Yeah.
I do not think it merits a 153-part video series.
I agree with you. And so does my friend Taha, who didn't tweet this, but sent it.
Oh my gosh.
To my friend Sabrina.
Oh no!
Just texted her and said, "The strongest argument against the democratization of publishing is John and Hank Green having the opportunity to make a 153-part video series analyzing every shot of the Despacito music video."
I love that Sabrina was like,
"Sabrina screenshotted it and tweeted it."
Yeah, I did. I did.
And I replied, "I came here to have a good time, and I'm honestly feeling so attacked right now."
You didn't come here to have a good time. You came here to, like, prop up your video-making ego.
To wreck some shit. I came here to cause a schism in my office with people shouting at each other about whether or not this is a good idea.
Oh my gosh, literally. Oh. Have you talked to Paul or Joe about it?
They are my touchstones, but I do feel as if they would be into it.
I don't know either.
You're right. They would be like, "I don't know that you could do that without being culturally insensitive." It's probably the thing that would hold them back. Mm. They do like any idea in which I spend a lot of time on things that are not going to get viewed.
Yeah, or make you money.
Yeah.
That's their favorite thing.
Like, sink your channel. Sink your channel.
Oh, you're warm, Katie.
Yeah, I was in front of the fire.
Oh, so warm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fluff.
All right, Catherine. Are you ready to sing the jingle?
Oh, no. That's it. Oops, I tweeted at Trump. Oh, I made a mistake.
Yes. I made a mistake. Donald Trump says, "Does not include the fake Washington Post, which is used as a, quote, lobbyist, and therefore should so register. If the PO, quote, increased its parcel rates, Amazon shipping cost would rise by, whatever." He's mad at Amazon.
Where'd the quotes coming from?
I don't know. I can't parse his shit, man. But in any case, this is one of those situations where I tweet something at Trump and then it becomes the top reply to my president.
Oh, shit.
And so then it becomes 320 replies because of that. And it just gets to, it's a total mess and I have to mute the conversation and thank God I can mute conversations now.
Oh, yeah.
But
totally.
It's really weird to, like, be the number one reply.
It's really weird.
It's weird.
It's really weird to be so valued and just that's, people think me. Think good things about me. Sorry, is that what you mean?
That's not what I mean.
Okay. Just.
Not what I mean.
Just putting the things.
It's just weird. It feels like there is a direct conversation, and there is not. But my monkey brain feels that way. Like the fish inside of me is like, "You're talking to your president right now."
Yeah.
But he's not looking at my reply.
No, yeah.
And even if he was, he would not care.
Right. That's the thing. It's like, you're not talking to anyone.
Well, the thing that I do feel like and worry about is that I'm talking to the people who are on their path to moving away from Donald Trump. And that they see this, and I could have a message where people would be like, "Yeah, actually." And so I say, I'm trying to do this in a way that's like, what kind of thing could I tweet that if it hit the person who was feeling less good about Donald Trump? And so I say, "It seems like companies that talk about how good you are will be given advantages by the government, while companies that talk about how bad you are will be punished. This is extremely dangerous and anti-American." And I think that saying things that, like, the context of talking about something as anti-American is not the way that I tend to talk about things.
Right.
Because I don't...
What does that mean?
I don't have a strong conception. Like, American to me is a very broad and diverse thing.
Right, but to a certain segment of the population, it means something very specific thing. Yeah.
And I do feel like this is one of the things that scares me most about Donald Trump. is that there is this sense of like, he's gonna come after you. And that's a very sort of like, a lot of countries run that way. And if it becomes economically advantageous to support the president, then a lot of companies are going to do that by default. That's really scary. Like, that scares me.
Yeah, that's not democracy.
And, like, I don't know that Amazon should own the Washington Post. I feel weird about that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel weird about Agreed. Amazon owning everything.
Yes.
I don't know that Amazon is, like, I feel very conflicted about Amazon. Of course, I use Amazon because I'm a human in America in 2018. But I, like, don't love them. And it.
Yeah, a human with a child.
Yeah.
It's just, man, it's send me all that baby food.
Send me, yeah. Get, like, I just got a subscription to butt wipes.
Oh, not having to, like, go to the store and buy a whole
nother. Yeah, and, like, run out and be like, oh, God. Oh, God, it's just poop and nothing to do with the poop. Somebody go get me moist towelettes.
We're run out of wipes. We've run out of viples, everyone.
What do you got over on your screen over there?
Oh, I just wanted a different place.
Yeah.
So there's the tweets and replies section, and then I see you replying to, this is actually a few days before this tweet that you were talking about, replying to Rhett and Link about something. It says, this is bullshit, so I click on it, and it's their Munch Madness bracket. And apparently sour cream and onion Lay's beat out all the Doritos.
All the Doritos. Cool Ranch and Nacho.
And Ruffles.
And Ruffles and barbecue Pringles, Lay's.
And I am so angry right now. Because this is the kind of conflict I can get behind.
Yeah, so I said, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
Yeah, that's my. I punctuated it.
Andrew Hong says, what the f- Cool Ranch, up your game next time, SMH. Mike Ragnetta says, wow, I am insulted by every result. Yeah.
That's, I was like, are you, I mean, I like a sour cream and onion chip. I think we may have discussed this very thing.
Yes.
On this podcast.
We have. But.
Oh, Cool Ranch.
I'm sorry. Cool Ranch.
Also, barbecue Lays.
Is, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Also,
I
this
see
part
the
rest, where Ritz beats out Planters peanuts. Come on, Ritz. That's not even food. You got to put something on those before they're food.
Have you had Ritz crackers recently?
Yeah, they're oily and sweet, but I want the cheese on that, man.
They're oily and sweet. They're delicious. They melt in your mouth like butter.
The butter built in.
I need some Ritz.
Catherine feels that same way.
Go to the grocery store.
Okay.
No, I had a bunch of cheese and bread for dinner,
you
so
did
I'm
have
good.
A, yep, and then a beer.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Catherine, do you want to know another one of my deleted tweets?
Wait, deleted or
drafts
that you didn't tweet?
Drafts I didn't tweet.
Okay, go for it. Lay it on me.
Watching Drag Race with subtitles and they mistranscribed I'm country as a motherfucking biscuit to I'm country as a butt fucking biscuit. And I'm just wondering what the person transcribing that thought it meant.
Yeah. That was a good moment.
We're watching it. I'm country as a butt fucking biscuit. No! What is it? What's that supposed to be?
That's funny, but my favorite thing about watching Drag Race with the subtitles on is when there's just like a paragraph that's just question marks.
The transcriber's like, I give up!
Like, I wonder,
a human,
like,
should not be subjected to this!
Who's... I just want to be there while that person is doing the, like, doing those closed captions and like, what's happening? What's happening in,
like,
their brain where they're just like,
no.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? Yes, Quinn.
So I felt like I couldn't tweet that because it had butt fucking in it.
Probably the right choice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a great moment. It's
stop.
So funny. Yeah, like there was a lot of mistranscriptions in that episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's
a weird thing with that show where last episode, every curse word, no matter what the curse word was shit. And
yeah,
so they,
totally.
They like swapped out fuck for shit. They swapped out cunt for shit. And like, I was just like, what is this? What happened? Did you like take them all out and then you were like, oh no, it's okay to put them in. So just do a find and replace. And everywhere it says bleep, put shit. Is that what happened?
I don't know.
I don't want to talk about Ted Nugent. But I tweeted about Ted Nugent being bad and it got 12,000 likes because apparently that's the situation. But basically just like...
That's what everyone wants, apparently. Well, they don't want funny t-shirts.
Yeah, nobody liked my funny t-shirts. And they're like, yeah, Ted Nugent. No,
it really, it delighted us for a long time.
We had a good old time. Funny. We had a good old time with those.
Funny.
We went to see Mike Falzone.
We did.
Do his comedy. That was very good.
It was excellent. I'm so glad he came to Missoula.
Yeah, it was sold out. Full... theater?
Well, there were a couple of seats left, but we ended up sitting right in
front
hot
row.
Seats.
Oh, God.
In the front. I did not want to do that, but we got there late, and they were the last ones.
It's true. It's true. Everybody got there so early. What were they thinking? But thanks, Mike, for coming to Missoula. That, and if you ever have a chance to go see Mike Falzone... It's such a, it like, it's a kind of a different feel of comedy than what I often see.
I dug it. I really dug it.
It's really sort of like, there's a lot of, like, joy in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of comedy is really cynical. Not angry, not...
Yeah.
Yeah. I also tweeted directly at the NRA, and I said, if there's anything in you left of what you once were, please remove Ted Nugent from your board of directors immediately. Which got 6 likes. Because I tweeted directly at the NRA, and the number of people who follow Hank Green and the NRA is 6.
Apparently it's 6. I'm not one of them.
No, nobody saw that tweet, but...
I'm not going to like it either, because I don't want to be on that.
All right, Catherine, March 31st. It's April 1st right now, so we're pretty close. Some days you win.
Here we go.
Some days you accidentally change your Twitter handle while trying to create an account for your new podcast and can't figure out how to change it back.
Uh-oh.
So, if, as of the recording of this podcast, my Twitter handle is at deletethispod, which I was trying to... I did not do anything wrong. I was using my phone to create a new Twitter account.
Number one.
What?
You were using your phone.
I should have used the computer, but it's really easy to do on my phone. I've done it before. I've done this before.
Okay.
And then just suddenly, boop. I am like, why does it say that my Twitter handle is delete this pod? Mine. With my 790,000 followers. Why does it say that?
Why does it say that? Why that now is it saying?
And so I went to my computer and it was like, yes, no, that is correct. You've changed your Twitter handle. And... The huge fear is like, okay, wait, do I still have my followers and stuff? Did I delete my account? I did not delete my account. If you go to Hank Green right now, it is a brand new freshy account with 400 followers, of which were the people who found it.
Of which I am not one.
Yeah, I am also not one. And
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and I got really afraid to switch them back because... And I'm going to try to do this right after we finish recording the pod. In order to change the back, I have to abandon Hank Green for a moment during which someone else could claim it. But, like, that's just the name, not the account. I'm not worried about losing the name, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, this has not affected me at all.
No. Well, I mean, less people are at you, probably. Or they're
maybe
adding you, but
they
then
only
it's going
at me
to
in
the,
reply. Yeah,
to the other account.
If they're
account.
Sending it directly to me, then I wouldn't get them.
Yeah.
I did lose my verification.
Mm. Oh.
Now, well, how does that make you feel, Catherine?
Mm.
I've lost my verification. Express to me with noises how that makes you feel.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. Mm. Oh. Mm. Maybe. Mm. Was that good? Was that good enough? I don't give a shit.
There is some speculation that I did this on purpose as a guerrilla marketing for this podcast.
That's giving Hank a lot of credit, y'all.
Definitely not the case.
No. That would have been real smart.
Maybe I should do that for every new idea I have. Like, I'm starting a new project. My Twitter handle is now Crash Course History of Science. How many views did that video get that I explained what happened?
Oh, 3,834.
That's quite a lot. Honestly?
Yep.
So right now there's only one tweet on Hank Green Twitter account, and it's just me being like, what happened?
I made a mistake.
A minute and guys, 30 seconds.
Made a mistake.
A social media manager at our company was not happy about me having done that. But I did use it as an opportunity to promote the pod. And then Elijah Daniel is actually good enough to get me in touch with someone at Twitter who I've been talking to and is going to help me. With the situation.
The situation.
The situation.
The Twitter situation.
So here's my last tweet about my copy editing, Catherine.
Oh boy, give it to me.
My copy editor says, we haven't been capping oh god, so I don't think we should cap oh holy fuckballs either, okay? And then this was an interesting thing that we went through where people were like, I think fuckballs is one word. And I was like, well, yeah, I think maybe they're right. So I asked.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, is it just like blather coming out? Because sometimes I'm like, oh, holy fuck balls.
Right.
You know, or is it I'm like, not saying, oh, holy fuck balls, you know.
Right.
Oh, holy fuck balls. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just words are coming out because I'm having a feelings.
Right.
And holy those are the words balls. That are coming out.
Yeah.
So
that's what it comes down to. Is she saying, oh, holy fuck, balls.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, should there be a comma between fuck and balls?
No.
No?
I...
Holy fuck, balls. Holy fuck, balls. Holy fuck, balls.
Well, yeah, how do you want it to sound?
I think fuck balls one word.
Well, there you go.
Holy fuck, balls.
Do not cut this out of the pod and put it on the internet.
Yeah, don't. Somewhere. Yeah, do not do that to us. Do not take Catherine singing that beautiful rendition of Oh Holy Fuck Balls and put it on the internet.
Yeah, you make that into an animatic. Are there any animatics?
If we ever get an animatic, I will just be very pleased.
That's the dream, that's you the guys. Dream.
Are you looking right now? There's no way that's happened. All right, Catherine, the last thing I tweeted for this episode of Delete This. Every holiday should have its own special bread. Which I feel like is more in the spirit of what I should be going for.
That's really good. That's good Twitter.
Yeah. Catherine liked that one.
I did.
You took it from 2,700 to 2,800 when you clicked that.
I just smacked that heart button hard. I hearted it.
Oh, you did that one too.
Apparently my likes are worth more than one like. Somebody else liked it at exactly the same time.
Yeah. If you click on it, so if you click on this one, there's a funny interaction. Somebody asked, Arbor Day? And I said, Rosemary Focaccia.
Yes.
Because that seems like an Arbor Day bread to me.
Sure.
Rosemary is like it's like pine tree.
It's like a little pine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many bread puns.
Oh, do you want to just go through all these people's bread puns? Rachel says, I need that.
Wouldn't a tradition like that get a bit stale?
To be honest, I don't know for sure. Don't.
Quite frankly, it's the yeast of your worries.
Whatever, I'll roll with it.
That one got a rise out of me.
Was going to correct to wheat ever, but now the moment scone. You better keep this up. This is giving me a bread ache.
Oh my god.
And then this person says, bread. Vanessa, you win. You win. Bread. when we were watching Great British Bake Off, I kept seeing them bake these things, and I was like, Catherine, maybe you and I should start baking. And then I was like, that's the way that it works, and then you shouldn't do that.
Well, you did buy like 20 pounds of flour that's still in our frickin' pantry.
What?
You bought it to make those cookies.
Oh, yeah. I bought a lot of flour because I thought I was going to make a lot of cookies, and it turned out it wasn't that many cookies.
I don't know where you were getting the idea that you needed like 100 cups of flour to make 100 cookies. But that's not how it works.
Well, we should make some bread, Catherine.
I mean, there was a time when this podcast was going to be
Night Biscuits.
Night Biscuits.
With Hank and Catherine.
Biscuits that you make at night, because that's when the baby's sleeping and you got time to do things like make biscuits and podcast.
That's right. But it turned out Night Biscuits was too ambitious.
I don't know. It didn't even get conceived. It was just, we're going to make biscuits and talk.
Yeah. I thought maybe we'd get some prompts from the internet.
Oh.
Maybe it would evolve, just like Delete This has already evolved. We have so many segments now on Delete This.
We do?
We've got Oops, I Tweeted at Trump. we got the thing that happens, that's about to happen, where we talk about a viral tweet that was great from the week. And here it is, Catherine.
I don't want it.
Are you? It's so cute.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Walmart. Okay, what aisle is he standing in front of? I can't tell. Are those humidifiers?
Those look like ink.
I think it's printers and ink cartridges, yeah. and paper or something.
Uh-huh. So yeah, you know, in front of the ink cartridges and stuff.
Just in the electronics section. When a little bow tie with the belt buckle as big as his face. I liked his little, bop.
Right when he goes to daddy? Yeah.
Damn.
So.
How is, and there's. I heard Hank listening to this earlier and I was like, who? And it was like in the other room,
yeah.
and like muffled by the baby monitor, and maybe I was also watching something, and I was like, what is happening? Someone is dying.
It sounds like when Cameo is really hungry.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you were listening to earlier?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had just fed her, and then I went upstairs.
Yeah.
And then I heard that noise, and I thought she was yowling. Because sometimes she makes that noise when she's really hungry or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So I was curious.
Yodeling is amazing.
It is. And I was afraid that this went viral because it went super viral. Like it's like millions. Because I was afraid it was because people were making fun of this kid, which I can get because his jeans are tucked into his boots because his boots are too big for his jeans to get around. And his belt buckle is the size of a whole dinner plate. And he does that really cute dip on daddy. And he's wearing a bow tie. And he is in a Walmart. And he does have very long arms.
He'll grow into them.
It's just because his waist is so high.
Well, his waist is where a normal child's waist is. But normally you're not tucking things into your pants,
right.
I think.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems that people are like a mix.
Hmm.
So I asked, I did a poll and I asked if it's because he's ridiculous, because he's amazing, both or other. Catherine and I, because I could see what Catherine voted because I'm looking at a computer, both said he's amazing.
Yeah.
And that to me is the only reason. Maybe there's some element of the fact that he's in a Walmart that
the
also
Walmart thing
kind of okay, that's weird. That's a little ridiculous.
Yes, that's the thing that gets me.
But to me, this nothing about this outfit is weird to me. It seems like exactly the kind of outfit that you should wear while yodeling in a Walmart.
Especially if you're yodeling, if you're singing that song.
Right.
It's Hank Williams Sr.
Yeah.
Straight up.
And I imagine he's in South Dakota or something. Somewhere where it makes sense to yodel in a Walmart.
Right. What else are you going to do?
where else are you going to yodel? It's not like anything's left.
Sorry, South Dakota.
No, there's lots of wonderful, beautiful, great places in South Dakota that have more than Walmarts. But there are also lots of communities in America where the Walmart is.
Yeah,
one
that's
of the,
where you see everybody.
One of the social institutions of the town. And so, yeah,
this is white culture.
It's a portion of white culture. I love this 100% because I think that it is very good.
and I have seen a little bit more of what this child has made.
Oh, have you?
He's got, you know, he's got some other videos, and they're all great. And he has a really dope style, and I'm into it. Both his singing style and very big boots.
Well, I think he's just that, like, he's about to hit his growth spurt or whatever.
Right.
And your feet grow first, and your arms grow first, and then you eventually, like, turn into a human shape. But at the moment, he's sort of just like spaghetti.
Yep. So, what did you think? Review.
Of Yodel Boy?
Well, and what
of
we've
Walmart
got,
Yodel
again,
Boy?
Is a young boy who, as we have previously discussed in this podcast, wrecks
us. I mean,
us.
Look at him doing that thing.
He's doing it so good.
Yeah, and that's not bad yodeling.
No,
either.
That's
like,
great yodeling.
Don't get me wrong, yodeling's ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
But, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is both of those things.
Yep.
But that is good yodeling.
It's good yodeling.
I mean, his voice, the timbre.
Yeah, that timbre.
That, like, he is on pitch.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
He is on pitch.
There's no searching around for the note here.
No.
So, like, you watch, like, I watch this and I'm like, this is a kid who's been doing this for a long time.
Right.
And it turns out he has been.
Yeah.
So, I'm a big fan, Yodel Boy in the Walmart Yodel Boy. And I think that anybody who's up on your business about anything but your talent can go home.
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan of the pod. All right, and that's my Twitter, Catherine. It's time to look at Catherine's Twitter.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Do you have anything?
I don't know.
Hashtag Pipples. That's it.
Quality.
You tweeted at someone with some of your friends.
Yep.
But we don't need to get into that. My belly made a
noise. Belly just yodeled. That's what it does. It's like
naughty in there. I had some cheese. Well, Catherine, your Twitter continues to be very good. Congratulations on moderation.
I did get some fan art.
You got fan art?
Yeah, somebody added me a picture of a hairless cat wearing a robe that is embroidered with person. And the
speech bubble.
Yeah, the speech bubble says, "Bring me some denim jeans."
That's as good as an animatic.
That's pretty good. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah.
You can at me any of your fan arts.
Yeah. So I've just looked for hashtag Pipples. This person says, "I was listening to the latest Delete This, and I thought that I should submit this very cute video that I think you both need to see."
Oh, I've seen this before.
A scientist in Peru.
Oh, I've seen this before.
Captured this.
Oh, I've
escaping. From
obviously, I have seen this before.
Sleeping hummingbird.
Why is it do that?
A high-pitched, unmistakable snore.
Why?
Hummingbirds are loved for their beauty and speed, but this one was behaving a little bit like a human.
He has to, like, stop talking for when the hummingbird squeaks.
That's really good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carly, for that video. All right.
Hank hadn't seen it before.
I hadn't seen
it before. Because I've seen all the cute bird videos.
Of course she has. So thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of...
the content I'm here for.
Delete This.
Yeah!
Catherine wants me to delete all of my tweets about my dumb Despacito idea.
Why?
No, I feel you.
Yeah.
I just felt like I kept getting caught up in this whirlwind of I couldn't control it once it started.
Yeah. I think that's lovely. That's a fun thing to have happen.
I dragged everybody along with me.
Yeah, he didn't need to share it.
I blamed John because I wasn't going to tell anybody about it. And then he brought it up and, like, he made me talk about it on Dear Hank and John.
Ugh.
Which you'll hear also if you listen to that podcast.
Which, honestly, are you listening to this one and not that one?
It seems unlikely. All right. This podcast...
Yeah, that one.
...is edited by me, and I very much enjoy doing that. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to tweet to us, you can use hashtag DeleteThisPod, and also you can follow us probably at delete this pod on Twitter if I get that worked out. Thank you.
See you later. I don't remember what it is I say. Here at Arby's, we'd like to wish you all a happy Easter. The day the Son of God rose again, in fulfillment of the scriptures. April Fools, there is no God, death is forever, and the bunny is your mom. Eat Arby's.
Ay, ay, ay. I love Arby's. What'd I do?